Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up a week focused on serving by faith. It's out of the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. And the book is 13 weeks of daily devotions, where each week is wrapped around a different aspect of how God would have us to serve Him as we serve others. And so we've been looking at all kinds of aspects of faith, beginning with the very core of faith. God says without faith it's impossible to please Him. Because we must believe that He exists and is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek Him. And I think in a lot of ways that's true of being able to serve. And I think it's in our serving by faith that we are able to please God. Because we serve because we believe God exists. And we serve because we believe that God is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek Him. That our serving others can result in their knowing Him as they choose to seek Him, as they are rewarded by Him for their faith. Today, as we look at this final day in serving by faith, we're looking at serving with an active faith. The text for today's devotion comes out of the book of James, and it says, what good is it if you say you have faith but have no deeds? Suppose a person has no food, no clothing, has no means of getting that, and you simply tell them, be warm and well fed, go your way, what good have you accomplished? And James says, in the same way, faith without works is dead. You see, God's message to every one of us is that words alone can be very empty. We talked this week about faith that is communicated, about the idea that we need to use words to tell people about Jesus, about the faith that we live by. But even within that, there's this element of integrity. Do our actions match our words? Do our words match our actions? To claim to have faith, but to not have it doing anything, producing any fruit, accomplishing any good works that God created in advance for us to do, the question would soon come up, are you sure you have faith? God's desire is that we would live with an active faith, a faith that believes that God can do what He says He'll do. This morning, on the weekends, I do a children's Bible story reading online, and this morning was about counting stars. It was a story of Abraham. A children's Bible story, a somewhat condensed story, but nonetheless, it was a belief by Abraham that God would do what He said. But it was a belief that caused Abraham to do things. The initial promise, Abraham was in his original hometown, and God says, I'm going to make a great nation out of you, and I'm going to give you a land that I will show you later. Just get up and go. And Abraham, by faith, did as God instructed him. I don't know, for myself, I would probably have been a bit more hesitant than what it seems that Abraham was. And I know Abraham had his struggles and tried to do things on his own and kind of mess things up for times, but he continually came back to doing what God said. I said, God, I'm not moving until you give me a map, show me where it is I'm going. God's instruction was follow me. And really his instruction is the same today. Follow me. So many times we want a map. We want specifics. We want the details. Or at least I do. And God still wants us to follow by faith. A faith that not only believes God has good things for us, not only believes that God is with us, but gets up and follows. Does the things that he calls us to do. I don't believe it's a coincidence that James uses the example of a person in need in regard to what it looks like for our faith to be active. I write in the devotional book, it says that it's pretty easy to pray for the needs of people when we're able to do so from a distance. When we're not expecting to be involved. We hear of and read of the homeless, the sick, the hurting. And we can pray for them. And we can believe that God can meet their needs. But what happens when God says, follow me? You have what they need. And I want you to share it. I've told the story a number of times about how We Care Relief Ministry came to be a part of Impact Prayer Ministry. Serving the disaster response in Lake Charles and realized and was told that there was a great need for diapers. Young families that had lost everything. Stores that weren't open because of no electricity, because of damage and destruction of their buildings, and all kinds of reasons. And it's easy to hear that and to pray that God would provide, that God would give them wisdom in how to live without diapers. But for me, there was a conviction that I could help. And a faith that God could provide diapers resulted in my taking eventually several truckloads of diapers. That God provided people to give resources that allowed me to do that. It was an incredible team effort. And sometimes God calls us to kind of the front lines. And sometimes he calls us to serve behind the scenes, helping those frontline people to have what they need and to be free to do what they need. When the need was made aware and it looked like my third trip into disaster relief help in a 3-month time span was a possibility, talked with my co-workers, fellow staff at Deer Run, and the response was kind of the same as what I'm talking about. You can go, go. We'll do our part by covering things here. And so when we look at active faith, we're looking at each member doing its part, as Paul would write and teach us about. And so it's kind of between you and God. It kind of requires that you listen to God, you spend time in His Word, you evaluate accurately how He has gifted and prepared you, how He has called you. So whether it's that frontline position or whether it's the support position, but either way, there is work to be done. There's action that He requires us to take. And sometimes we get caught up in the scope of the task. It's like I told on the children's Bible story. You know, I remember as a child going out and trying to count the stars. I'd get so caught up in the scope of the task that I would give up rather quickly. I'd lose my place, or I'd forget what number I was on, or I'd just be so fascinated by what I was watching and seeing that I forgot to count. And when we serve, it's so easy to see the scope and miss the opportunity. There's such so much need. And I believe there are times where God says, I'm simply calling you to meet the need that's right in front of you. That one person. That one family. That cup of cold water in my name. You see, the Bible says that believing in God is good. But even the demons believe and they tremble. The difference between us and the demons ought to be that we obey. That our belief is active. That we're doing something with it. Something that reflects Jesus to the people we serve. You see, as we pray and as God gives us opportunity, one of the questions we really need to ask is, what do I need to do? I had a friend a number of years ago that part of his teaching and training and input into my life was a philosophy that if you're going to pray about anything, then you really need to be open to God saying, you're the answer. You have a part in it. Because if we're praying and not willing to be obedient to God, if we're asking God to do something and not willing to say, yes, Lord, here I am, well, then our prayers are kind of empty. God's desire is that we live with an active faith. That our prayer life is full and vibrant because we're expecting God to answer. We're expecting God to listen. We're expecting God to communicate. We're expecting God to have work for us to do. And when you pray for the needs of the poor, when you pray for the needs of the sick, the hurting, those that are hit by disaster of any kind, pray with open ears, expecting God to answer the question, what do you want me to do? And then an active faith will set out to do it with God's help, with His presence, in a way that Jesus is seen and glorified. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You are indeed a God who rewards those who earnestly seek You. And so I pray today that each one listening would be one of those that earnestly seek You. I pray that we would have faith that is active, that we are praying for the sick and the hurting and those that are struggling, and that we're listening to how You would have us to serve in faith, to do something about the needs that we become aware of, to evaluate all that You've given to us and continually consider how to use it for Your kingdom and for Your glory. God, I pray that we would not miss the single opportunities because we're so overwhelmed by the scope of all that needs done. Father, may we be content and satisfied doing our part, and may You help us to learn and to grow in what that part is. And whether we're the frontline response to somebody's need or whether we're the behind-the-scenes provider, may we be faithful in doing the things that You've equipped us to do, the things You've called us to do, the things You're continually preparing us to do. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would teach them an active faith. That the faith that we teach, the faith that we share, the knowledge of You would not simply be stuff we fill their heads with, but it would be seen by the way we live, the way we respond, the way we serve, the way we serve others, the way we serve them. And may they grow in that same type of service that is active, that is paying attention, that is noticing, that is present in their life, so that they can be present in the lives of those who need help, that need someone to serve them in the name of Jesus. God, as we consider what serving by faith looks like, may we grow in our trust of You, in our obedience to what You call us to do, in obedience to Your word. God, in all of this, as we learn a greater obedience, as we learn to serve others, may we be very careful to never forget that we're serving in Your name, we're serving by Your power. And so, Father, as I pray, I ask that You would help each one of us to have faith that is living, faith that is doing something in our life, faith that is causing us to do things in the lives of others that help them to see Jesus. Father, may this life of faith, may this serving by faith be done in a way that lifts up Jesus at every opportunity possible, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.